Let's just get right to it. So we were talking about your Airbnb earlier outside, and I was like, let's do a live because maybe other people are having the same question. Hi, are having the same questions as you when it comes to setting up your Airbnb.
Perfect. I'll
So
be your student.
what's your first, where are you at? Like, where are you stumped at?
Oh, where am I at? I wish it was more organized. I wish it was more. Here's the thing. So with the six, I don't know how you order stuff. Do you first order per room and finish everything with a room, or you order per store? Like everything on Wayfair, I have to order it. Everything on Amazon, I have to order it. Or how do you go about ordering? Because I'm all over the place. I'm even embarrassed to tell you where I am.
So, like, I order everything in the same program that I design everything per room. So what I do is I create from because I have each board per room with the items for each room. When I create a purchase order, it's gonna help me track every single item that's in the design, and I'm able to organize it by room on my
On that.
in my dashboard, but I order everything at one time.
Oh, so you're not
Does that make
running
sense?
out of the chicken like me.
No, so like when because I do one order, I could just go through, well, this is the stuff that like I outsource to my virtual assistant. So because I have everything organized in the dashboard and I place one big order, then the virtual assistant will she'll just go through that order
And arrange it.
and add the dates. So like when I place the orders, it shows that everything was ordered on this date. And then you go back through the dashboard and just put when the estimated delivery dates. So the date it says is going to be delivered. So that will give you an idea of when the majority of things will get here. You start scheduling
Most
your
are finally
install.
getting there.
Yeah. So like if you don't have a, because it's a lot of stuff. You know, it's not
Listen,
just one
girl,
room.
come and save me. I am drowning, Erica. I am
You're
drowning. I am
doing an
about to
entire,
scream.
yeah. Because I think if you're used to doing like individual rooms, you know, those it's not that many things. So imagine having many rooms for one property times six.
I think my biggest issue is one constraint, and that's cost. If I didn't, so I wasn't as stressed as this when I'm doing clients' place because it's like it's what's pretty, but right now cost is a very big design is important, but also cost is important. So where do we have that balance whereby you're like saving and splurging? Do I splurge a little bit because it's worth the design, or do I, it's not worth it. It's not gonna move it a lot. So that's where I am right now, and it's a lot of back and forth in my head. I can spare one coffee table for like hours. I'm not kidding. Like, is this worth it? Is this not worth it? Because I haven't designed the Airbnb. The reason why I haven't designed the Airbnb is because, again, cost. I
Yeah.
don't have unlimited budget. I'm looking for the best deal. The best deal is more important. So the two driving factors, cost and design. But I think cost is gonna be like a little tad bit above design.
So again, it boils down to your system. If you design it in design files, like I shared with you briefly time, you're able to see the cost per room. So when you are done with your first overall design, then you go through and start tweaking things like, okay, I can change this coffee table into a similar coffee table that's not going to cost as much because coffee table is not going to drive your ROI in any way. Table. So if you don't have an idea of how much your initial design costs at
I
first,
do. I have I
okay, you
do.
do.
I do I do my stuff in a very archaic way. I use
It
Google
doesn't matter how
Docs.
you do it, but you have
I
an
use Google
idea
Docs.
of the cost.
I have a doc of everything summed up.
Okay, and that's per room.
Perfect.
Okay, so now that you know how much it costs per room, do you have an idea of how much you want to stay overall?
I want to say 10K max. If I want to say 10K per unit max, but if I can go lower, that would be great.
Okay, so right now, where are you in terms of the cost? Just do one. Like, just thinking of one property right now, where are you in terms of that cost?
Without the soft goods, and when I mean soft goods, I mean like sheets
toilet, and stuff like that,
and all those things, I'm at $6,800.
Okay, and that's with everything fully designed?
80%.
80%. Okay.
I did a lot of like guesstimation with like accent walls. I just put like $500 for the room. I just put a random budget for art and say $150 for the art. So that's why I said it's 80%. So it might be a little bit plus or minus, but it is at $6,800.
Okay. Well, I'll give you. So when I'm going back and forth. Okay. So the difference between like regular interior design and short-term rental interior design is with regular interior design, you know the person that you're designing for and they live in that house.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just focused on like the design. That is the main thing. Mm-hmm. But with short-term rental design, the design is not the main thing at all because you're trying to get people to come, and that's different people to come to that one house. Mm-hmm. So like your design should kind of balance between looking good but also having all the things that you need to drive people to that location. So it's not really a lot about the design. You know, of course, making it look good, that's one thing. But it's not as, like, looking good is not as important in short-term rental design than it is in residential design. So when you look at it that way, you kind of know what things you want to keep and take. So like in a residential project, that coffee table, it makes a really big difference in that person's home. But in short-term rental design, that coffee table is not going to attract anyone to the property. So you want to spend more money on things that will provide value and attract people to the property. So like you could use the IKEA table if you're able to make it look good, because that coffee table doesn't matter. But if you put like, let's say I want to save on the coffee table because I want to get a pool table. You know, the pool table is going to be something that will add value. That will be an amenity. So you can splurge on that and save on the coffee
table. I save on the coffee table.
So yes, as a designer, you know, you're thinking about making it look good. Mm-hmm. But that is not as important here as it is in residential design. Residential design, they're there already. It's their home. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to lure them in. Like, they live here. So, mm-hmm. of course, that's the only thing they want to see. Like, does this coffee table look good? But short-term rental, these people don't live here. So when they get there, they don't care if the coffee table looks good. They care if, like, I left my home for this. Does mm-hmm. it have everything I need that I left at home?
I like that. Another thing that I have in the back of my head is when I see something very affordable, mm-hmm. the next thing that comes to my mind is it durable? Is it worth the risk? You know? So
yeah.
So that scares me a lot too. And when I see a review, even just this one review that says, oh, this thing broke down a year after, I'm scared. So that kind of thing, that also like slows me down. Why would I spend, even though it's cheap, in the long run, it's going to be expensive. And
yeah.
Stop, like, it. I know after my old Airbnb that when you start and put it on in your list, I have your pictures, it's so hard to go in there and add things and change it. So whatever you want to do now, you want to do it now before you're live. So that's
there's two things you want to look out for. You want to look for things that will, they can, the weight capacity is at least 300. 250, depending on, you know, what it is, mm-hmm. but like for beds and chairs, you really want to mm-hmm. get 300 pounds as mm-hmm. much as possible. And then you also want to look if it has a commercial warranty. If it has a commercial warranty, that means they've kind of tested it out for commercial mm-hmm. use. Multiple people can use it without breaking it. So that's another thing to kind of look at. Because, of course, as a designer, you're going to be looking at, like, you want it durable, you want it cute, but again... Yes. This isn't a residential property where like they are not gonna fix it if it breaks. But in short-term rental, it is a business. And like you said, it's gonna be difficult for you to take a picture. But if you found something that's affordable and it's supposed to last longer, let's say it breaks, you can easily just replace it. Charge the guest for breaking it and just replace it with the exact same thing.
That's true.
So that brings me kind of to a point.
I think you're right, because I'm thinking in the residential way, whereby it has to be durable, it has to be this, it has to, you know, like,
because they're not going to replace it, you know.
Yes,
like, I hired someone, why did it break? So those are kind of like the differences in the two fields, like
my limitations and my limited beliefs.
Yeah, it's not really limiting, it's just, you know, you're used to residential design. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, as designers, we feel like, oh, we just need to know how to make things look good, but like, it's different in hospitality because now we're thinking function, we're thinking profitability, we're thinking marketing. You know, these you don't need to market in residential design. Like, these people are telling you this is what I like, and you just do it. But when you're designing a property that doesn't belong to one specific guest, you're like, how am I going to get you here? So that's why it's kind of important to, not kind of, really important to hone your design in on that experience, because different guests are going to be booking, but all of them are coming for the same exact experience. And that makes it easier for you to know like what you need in this property and how much you could spend or save, because the question is just, if I spend money on this, will it make me money? Will it provide value? If the answer is no, then you could save on it. But if the answer is yes, then you need to splurge on it. So a quick example, the last property I was showing you, the lake house. So usually in my designs, I use this basic pool table that has like a blue top, a blue felt top. Another one I've used has a black felt top. Nothing fancy because it's just a pool table. But in this property, I had to splurge on a pool table that had like a retro look in the design, because the overall feel of the property was retro. So like, knowing that, I'm able to decide like, should I splurge on this pool table or should I get a regular pool table? Yeah. And the answer is kind of like, you could, but then you go deeper into, does this market the property for what it is, which was a retro rock and roll lakefront vibe. So think about like just who you're marketing to and what they need. And if this item answers that question, then splurge on it, because you're going to make money back that way. So it's, again, like your mindset is just coming from like design. You're like, it got to look good. It got to look good. And it does, but it also has to market and attract and make
I think another thing that gets that I feel like has also put a little bit of constraint is, I think about, obviously you can see, I think it's constraints, money constraints. Another constraint is peer space. Me adding peer space to my audience is giving me anxiety too, in the sense that peer space, now I'm looking at photographers, what would a photographer like, you know? Mm-hmm. Now I'm looking for an accent chair for one of the units, and I'm all I can care about is, what would a photographer client want? Would it be a nice shot? You know, and that is also added stress to me. And that's why, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing a lot of colors. Well, for me, it's a lot of colors. I'm doing a lot of colors now, because I'm like, would it pop in the photo?
And so, like, again, with that, the peer space people, they are coming. Like, if you just listed your regular home on peer space, if it looks good or whatever, or it's just traditional, someone will book it if they are trying to record an interview for somebody that cooks or something like that. So you don't really have to cater your space to peer space, because you're not trying to create a concept house, unless that's what you're doing. Like the ice cream house, they want a concept home. So everything had to be unique. But if you are just wanting to get extra income on peer space, then just creating a home that looks good is going to get you those bookings. Because again, you're catering to a certain type of photographer, a photographer who wants candid shots, a photographer who wants interview shots. You know, you're not really catering to like a top model. So think about it that way, and not too much. It has to look good. It has to look good. And when you think about that, then you're able, I think your constraints get a little looser, because again, you are working with a budget. So knowing where to allocate it, knowing where, you know, where is going to make the most impact is really what is going to make all the difference.
Yeah, I'm starting to, like, you know, even it's forcing me on the time difference. It's like 2 weeks now. it's forcing me to like let a lot of things go that I've also adamant on. Like I'm like, okay, that doesn't add to my thought process. Is if I should list it now, can I list it now? And if it doesn't add or remove from my ability to list the property, then I put it in the back corner, you know?
Like what do you mean? Like, what's a specific example?
The specific example was, what was it that I wanted again? I think it was like side tables and lamps for the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And for the bedroom, a dresser.
Okay.
So I know you said a dresser is kind of important for the corporate side.
Okay.
But for like the gym buddies and the family, I was like, okay, if I can get a dresser that would fit the size, that would fit this thing, let me just move on. Just keep moving on. So I'm just trying to move on to like what's important: bed, sofa, coffee table, chair, you know, bar stools. So I'm putting all those I don't know if I should, but I'm putting it at the back corner, like those little accessories, like side tables and you know, floor lamps and all those things.
I would say again, because like the process in which I lay out the things I'm getting is it's visual for me. Mm-hmm. For you too.
No,
like, you do the mood boards. Yeah, you do the mood boards.
I already have everything. I like, if I show you my I have everything. It's just the decisions to like take it out or put it in, take it out, like budget, you know.
What about instead of taking it out, like finding alternatives, like a more affordable alternative?
Yeah, that's what takes me hours. that's what I'm stressing out right now.
Because some of the things that you do think are little are actually the things that are going to add that value. So the corporate people, they may have suits that they can hang in the closet. But the gym people, they can't really hang their gym wear. So they're going to have to live out of their suitcase. So it's kind of like the opposite of who would do this. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess you can
hang. Sorry.
No, this is fine. Like, this is the life that I want to live. I want to be able to design and be a mother. So seeing you do that is inspiring to me.
You have to be a designer and be a mother. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So seeing you do that is like, oh, I want to do that. But where are we? So like the little things. The little
dresser,
things.
Yeah. So I
like
need
the dresser.
For the gym folks. Oh, shoot.
Yeah. But if you can't get a dresser for the gym folks, there are the felt dressers.
Felt,
like F-E-L-T. They're like cloth dressers on Amazon.
Oh.
And you can use those. And the reason I say that is you want to focus on the functionality more than the look. Because if you focus on just the look and like start getting rid of things to stay within budget, but still like it look good, what will happen is you'll attract a couple bookings, but their reviews are not going to market it. And those first three reviews are what matter the most.
Mm-hmm.
It would be easier to get a good booking. I mean, good reviews from people who book because it has everything they need.
Mm-hmm.
You change it up over time. You know what I mean? So like the dresser, you may in your mind, you want to get them a really nice $200 dresser, but that's not within the budget. So instead of to get rid of it completely, just go for one of those $40, $80 belt ones. Because
you know, you're right.
Guess who are looking, like if it looks good enough for your budget and then you change all those small things to just be affordable alternatives, it's still going to look good to them. It won't look good to us because we're designers.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But it'll look good enough for them to book at the rate that you want them to book.
Get to fold their clothes.
Exactly, because it's the value. That's what they're paying for. They're not paying for the look. Residential, your clients are paying for the look. But in short-term rental, the clients are paying. Like, don't just throw things out. Find a alternative, like make sure
if you see the sheets, I have like half of it, like
it's just crossed off, like don't need it.
I didn't cross it off, I just grayed them out.
It was like later, save for later. Yeah, like focus of course on the things that make it look good, but then anything that you added to look good but won't add in value, take the money from there. So like I know you're really big on your accent walls, I know that, but the accent walls aren't really going to bring the money. You know what I mean? Like in, again, residential design, the accent walls bring the money because the clients are like, oh, I like that. I'm booking you. But short-term rental guests, like, they don't need to like the house too much because they're not leaving with it. After they stay, they go back to wherever they live. So they don't care about the accent wall. So if you could maybe do, let's say what you wanted to do with the accent wall, right? But maybe instead of wallpaper, if I was to do a wallpaper accent wall, but now my bed is tight. Instead of a wallpaper, I can decide to do six really large 24 by 36 inch paintings on the wall and put wallpaper in them. So instead of a full wall of wallpaper, now I just have six really large paintings with something in it. So in the picture, it still looks good.
Looks like it's a
still, like it's popping out. It's still an accent piece, but it didn't cost, you know, buying the wallpaper, all the rolls that you need.
People, like, forget that one. I can't even.
Yeah. So, so like this
wallpaper is like. I didn't think about it.
I would say like just doing things like that. So like you want to do a panel, instead of doing a panel, you could just do two really large, what's it called? What did I just say? Picture frames.
The funny thing is that picture frames are more expensive than panels. The accent walls that I do with the wood, I'm doing it because there are cheaper alternatives.
And like, how about how much
like
is
for
that?
Instance, I can get a 4x8 what's it called, plywood. Cut it, and cut it and put it on the wall to make slat walls, and that just cost me $50 plus my manpower.
And so, do you need your manpower for anything else?
Right now, I can't. Right now, I'm focusing on ordering all the stuff. Once I order them and they're all in transit, then I have enough manpower to do whatever. So, initially, I started off with doing a wall, and I realized that this is not a good use of my time. I need to order, so I stopped anything. Let's go. So I'm always on my desk for the past 1-2 weeks. I've been on my desk trying to order and trying to, and that's what I've been doing. And they're already getting delivered and everything, but that's what I'm putting my focus on. And I think I'm frustrated because it's taking me too long to order everything. Order.
Yeah, but so ordering. For one wall, would you say one wall costs $50, like the panel? So for, does one wall only use one panel?
So I can get, it depends on the wall. I can get a wall for $300, and I can get a wall for $50. So it varies. And again, remember, it's materials. The materials, if I use one paint for like $30 paint, I can still use for another wall.
Yeah.
So on an average, I can see, on an average, I can get $100 per wall on an average.
Okay.
Yeah. Some things are more expensive. Some things are more cheap. Like, one panel is like $10. And if I use like 10, that's $100. And then I paint, you know, like,
Dan, getting
art.
You know how expensive art
is, you know. That's my big deal, but those accent walls are like my cheap
coin, like my cheap cheap, pretty much. This is a lot of money.
Power.
Yes, but I want you to consider that maybe the accent walls make more of an impact in residential design,
of course,
than in the bottom line of your short-term rental. So if you could do it, it would take you, of course, it will be cheaper, $100 for each wall, but that's how many walls? 12 walls?
No.
I cut it down. Probably between 10 to 12 walls, I guess.
Okay, 10 to 12 walls, and then that's like
some of them are paint, some of them are $30, but it doesn't matter. Go on.
Yeah, okay. So you're doing 10 to 12 walls, but you're doing it yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there may be, it may cost you a little more to do the walls, but then you will get more time. And I think with more time you can get more done. As like you said, you're spending a lot of time right now ordering, which means you're running out of time. So I think if you're going to spend time designing it and moving things around, it would be best to try to find alternatives that would take you less time, because at the end of the ordering, you're going to be down time. You know what I mean? So yes, art is kind of expensive, but like IKEA, they have those frames. $24, and you can print, and this is just like in the interim, you can print wood like a wood texture image, get it from Google for free and put it in the frames and like do two where you would do a panel and then have those just to get it running, get the pictures taken. And later on, you can start changing it out to actual.
But that later never comes. That later comes like 2 years later.
And then if it doesn't come, then it's that means everything's running well, and now you figured out
why you didn't need to splurge. I'm like, later never gonna come. I'm just, because I can like not do any accent well and put it up on Airbnb and be fine. But I was like, I know later is not gonna come.
But why do you want to do it? Because. I mean, why do you want to do it?
I want to do it because I want to. Remember the guy I showed you the competition? He had his.
It's not really your competition, but go on, because it was a mansion. These are like.
It wasn't like a mansion. It was like a 3-bedroom.
Yeah, it was a house though. But these are like duplex. But go on with your story.
So he right there. He's all placed, all decked out, and everything. I kind of feel threatened. I need to.
I really don't think guests that are looking at that property are going to, like the y'all, I don't think y'all are marketing to the same type of guests. One, it's not really in the same location. Mm-hmm. And then it's a different size property. So if someone has 12 guests or 10 guests, they're not looking at yours at all because there's no space. So I think you can play on that, you know, and cater to a different market. If you just focus on why they're coming, whatever you do in the space is going to attract them. And then, yes, later may not come, but then that's a good problem because that means you're making a lot of money and you didn't have any time to go in and disrupt
and,
your
work. And yeah.
And then you could do the next project, you know, with the bigger budget. Like, that's just kind of, for me, that's always my goal. Like, when I work with one investor the first time, my goal is to make him the most money. And then the next design, he comes, she comes with a bigger budget, and we can do, make the most money, but also look a little better. And it just keeps going like that. So I mean, think-
You're making me rethink, maybe just paint my accent. Well,
yeah, I always just do paint. Again, when I worked with an investor in the very first time, we didn't have in the budget for wallpaper, paneling. Well, they had the budget, but they just were not gonna spend it. And so we did paint just accent walls in all the rooms. And then the next time they're like, oh, let's do wallpaper. So if I were you, just because I don't like to be stressed out over design, I would do.
The funny thing is that I like that part. I can't wait to be done ordering and start.
And see, that's what I mean. So
start DIYing stuff. Like, this is the part that stresses me out.
The ordering.
I have all the things ordered. I am excited to start doing like woodwork, and I don't know why I'm weird like that. I find painting therapeutic.
And but you'll still get to paint, you know.
I'm thinking like if I run out of time, I'll just scratch everything and just paint. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Yeah, so you're gonna kind of do two plans: a plan A and a plan B.
Yes. So like. For instance, the master bedroom that I want to do slat wall. If I don't have time, I just won't do anything. I'll just leave it to when I have time, some other time. And then I'm not going to focus on accent walls on the bed. My plan B, accent walls of the bedroom will be scratched out if there's no time.
Okay.
An accent wall in the key, the statement pieces, like the conference room and the gym is what I'm going to focus on.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking, that those are priorities because those are like where I'm putting the value adding. The value adding. So if I make it even nicer, then it's even like, you know, not that they're using it and then it's like nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just not do the bedrooms. And if later on there is time or I had a space, I could go in there and just do the bedrooms and swap the pictures. But I just think on top of my head, but right now I'll just focus on the
accent walls in those rooms.
I think that's just four
yeah,
accent
yeah.
walls. Because I'm not doing an accent wall with the dining.
Oh, the family room. Okay.
Yeah. So that was just before.
Okay. I would say another thing is like when I'm designing short-term rentals, again, because you're coming from mainly doing residential, I only design short-term rentals good enough. So like, I'm not putting my all into the design and this is the best I could have designed. It's not, you know, it's the bare minimum that's needed to remain timeless in the space. So if there's a new competitor in the area, you're still gonna look the best.
Yeah, have
everything that you need to attract those guests and for guests, your ideal guests to pay that value. So again, I think a huge mindset shift that needs to happen is just realizing it needs to be designed good enough. This is not going to be the project that showcases like all your skills. Like, it's not gonna be that. It's not gonna be like your passion project where like, so once you remove that pressure of like, I need it to, you just need to put in, like, and the thing is, when you design a short-term rental, it's not just a one-time thing. Like, you design it, and as it improves and it gets more booking, you can splurge now. Like, oh, you know, I really want to change the lighting. Like, things change over time. Just like with hotels, they come up with the first design.
You're giving me some schooling today, girl.
Yeah, over time, they keep changing and changing. Hi. I can't really see. I don't have the best vision.
What's it called? Some real school year. Erica, you're changing my whole plans, man. I know, but I
have to do this because I want to see you succeed. And I know you're coming from residential design. Like, residential design.
Everybody's expecting, like, the most beautiful thing. Because...
And it will be beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying... make it
above.
Yeah, I'm not saying make it shabby.
They're gonna be bare.
I'm not saying make it shabby.
I mean, art
at all. I'm not saying that. Oh, can I share? I'm trying to see if I can share my screen, but I don't know where this art is. So I have to,
where do you?
Oh, but what I'm saying is focus, because one, you shouldn't be stressed about the budget. Like, the budget, regardless of what it is, you should make the most out of it and be confident that you've made, like, okay, I splurged on value adds, I saved on necessities, and I have everything I need. That's the space you need to be in first. So going through and checking what you need for the guests, remember, like, in the webinar, what your guests needed and then what your guests
want,
what your guests would appreciate. So start with the wants. Make sure you have all the wants based on your target market. So the corporate guests, make sure your design has everything they would want. And then the gym heroes, make sure they have everything they would want. Then the families, make sure they have everything they would want. And then you can look at the budget, see, okay, is there any more space? Do I need to change up some things? Oh, okay, let's say you need to change up some things. Then you could do a different bed frame, because if you do a different bed frame, maybe you have more money to do your accent wall, you know. So things that you would care about in residential, like look, the guests don't care, because if they love this house so much, they're gonna be crying to go home. Like, they don't get to take it home with them, so it doesn't really matter. It's how good it looks.
Sold me. I'm gonna focus on,
yeah, like, I'm gonna tell you to do it ugly. Like, I'm not saying do it ugly, but yeah, I'm just saying
ugly, but I'm going to focus on what I need to have it ready to be listed.
Yeah. Cause I'm just saying, every short-term rental I've ever designed, I didn't do my best. That's not the best I can do. It doesn't really dictate my skills.
I think I'm being self-conscious, because everybody will be expecting like the best from me because I'm the interior designer. They've seen my work, and if they come in there, like, my uncle still comes to my Airbnb and goes, why is this? Like, he's still frustrated on the items I chose, but I chose it because of the budget. And then it was like, you need to change this. And I didn't tell you, he's like, you need to change this. Like the dresser, he doesn't like it. Like, because they expect so much from me. And then when they see those things, they get frustrated. I don't know.
So would you say, what is more important to you, for your friends to be like, whoa, or for your guests to be like, can I book here? You have everything I need. What is more important?
The guest is more important, yeah.
And then you can change it up over time, you know, because I don't want your, and you could do your own house. Like, if they so obsessed with your Airbnbs, come to my house and see what it looks like. Let's see what yours looks like. Like, don't even worry about that. Honestly, don't even worry about that, because you could do the bare minimum with your design eye, and a regular person is going to say, oh, this looks good, because they can't do that. I know we're always talking about, like, oh, it's so easy for us, so we don't know, blah, blah, blah. But it's easy for us because we know how, we have an eye. A lot of people don't have an eye. So what may not be.
Of knowledge, Erica.
Yeah. So what may not be like, so something that's like, oh, it's not that good to me, but to a guest, it's like, man, you don't even know where I'm living. Oh. You know, like, they're going to book it. You just need to care about bookings. Forget about your friends right now. Come back for them later. Like, right now, focus on guests. That's always my focus. Like, even on.
You know, I'm having a huge I can feel my blood pressure come down a bit.
That's good. See, this is what I like. I love when I talk to people about Airbnb.
I'm not trying to whine or anything. I feel a huge relief. Like a weight, like, that I had. Like, I had the standard that I'm like, it's a do or die effort. I have to meet this standard. Yeah. Now that I'm, like, focusing on the guests, that standard for some reason just melted, just, like, flew away, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think that standard was just for me, my ego, and...
And also where you normally, like, you normally work with residential clients, you know, and that standard is what they pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, but they get to keep it. So that's why you can give it to them. Like, it's theirs. They're like, no, this is what I want for me. And a guest is like, oh, thank you for providing this. You're hosting, you know, like, so even, let's say, even if they want to have tip top, you know, requirements, they're not going to book there if it's not required. So, like, just think of, like, hosting. Think about, like,
accent wall gone. I'm gonna do,
like,
accent wall.
What can I give my guests, right? Like, just think about the guests.
Yes, I'm not doing the accent wall now, because that just reduced a lot. That's giving me a little bit of relief, because now I can focus on ordering everything, ordering the sheets, ordering the pans, the pots and pans, the gym stuff, the actual thing that matters. And if there's time at the end,
then you can do a little something. Like, you can even do, if, let's say you just really want to do an accent wall, you can even do a frame, like, with the wood, and then either paint inside the frame or put wallpaper inside the frame and just put that in the middle of the wall. Like, you know, that could be
a lot of, I could have a lot of, like, frames in my garage that I can just repurpose.
Yeah.
And that would be like a temporary, you know, a temporary thing. Yeah. Something. And I want to just leave the wall bare, you know?
Yeah. And you can also do a wall, like wall stickers. It takes a long time, kind of, but not really. Honestly, it takes me, like,
I'm not gonna use power tools and paint.
Yeah, it's just stickers, honestly. And it takes me, like, I think at most an hour, you know, to place them. And I like to use it when, back in the day, actually, I'll still use it now, if they had, like, a really, really, really low budget, and I knew, like, this bedroom, it has everything it needs, but it needs some zhuzh. That those stickers makes that wall come alive, because it's not something you would see in anywhere, honestly. Like, you won't see it in your home unless you just did it. It came to your mind. So, like, just think of, like, random things to just
the
make.
That I can use for the meantime to make it just to not keep the wall bare.
Yeah, yeah. But it like gives it some pizzazz. Like, even if you have just tape, you can get, like, tape and just do random tape on the wall.
Erica, hey, God, you just saved me from having a heart attack.
No, really, because you were like, I'm so stressed. I know you wanted it live by January.
Like, your blood pressure is down. Your.
I'm so glad. No, I love to hear that. Yeah. So now just focus.
Yeah.
Like, just focus on getting what you need to get and organizing that visually before you pull the trigger. So I know you say you started ordering some stuff, but I would kind of just not order anything else until everything has been finalized. That's what I do. I keep playing and moving things around.
But the issue, they keep getting sold out. Like, I'm beating myself up, because yesterday I went out and then one coffee table that was perfect budget, perfect everything, came back.
That happens. That happens. That's the thing with you know, retail, ordering online. But because you have your design already put together, you can easily swap it out. As opposed to, like, when you're in shopping in store or you're buying it as soon as you see it, now, like, oh, this was out of stock, so I need to change. For example, I had two side tables in a design, and the side tables went out of stock. So I had to change the side tables. But because the only similar price, similar color, similar style table was a little taller, I then had to change the lamps because the lamps became too tall for the bed. So doing it that way where you can make your, you're confirming everything before you order, it makes it easier. So you don't have to, because if I had like ordered those lamps and now the table's out of stock and I had to change the table, then I had to wait for the lamps to come, get the lamps, return it, get new lamps. It just is more work. So like doing the work on virtually, online, on paper, and then having your soft goods, like, okay.
Because I ordered last night, and now that now it's harder for me because now if I find a coffee table,
the chairs you're working with what you already got, you already ordered.
I already got the chairs and they might not match. Now I have a bigger constraint. It has to match both chairs. And yesterday my card got declined. So it's a good thing that it got declined because they're still in my cart.
Perfect. Perfect.
So, so I have like 14 stuff in my cart right now. So I'm just going to keep adding it to the cart until.
Yeah, like just keep playing with your whole, like confirm your whole budget on paper or wherever you're keeping track of the cost, and then finalize the design before. Don't order, like spend, if you're gonna spend another week finalizing all of this, it's do better, that because that's gonna save you more time in the back end.
So
once it comes in the back end, now let's say you only have 1 week, you know you're spending that 1 week plugging all these pieces like a puzzle, like okay, this side table went in this room next to this bed. You're not thinking about like, oh, does this look good? You already know, you already spent it. You know you're not spending any more money. So now you're just assembling. It's like, you know, systematic. You know how I am.
System girl. I'm gonna buy
system.
System girl.
System. Because I don't like to be stressed at all, you know. So like when I'm designing
soft life now. Soft life.
I'm into designing like 6-bedroom homes for guests in 1 week, like it's a lot, but the systems make it so easy.
I
think I honestly got a client, a potential client, we were doing a discovery call, and I think he was not believing me. Like it sounded like I was just trying to sell him to get him. And I'm like, no, like I can do this in my sleep. Like, and then I met you and you told me, you're like, yeah, I thought she was like, you were just chaotic for a week and doing it 4 weeks. Remember you said that?
I remember, like from the outside, you think that you're like you're working, or like you're always on the computer. You're like, you know how interior designers are like very busy, like stressed out, like, you know. When you see like what, when you watch TVs and stuff, that's what they do, like, you know. So I thought that was it, but when you talk to me, you're like, oh no, that's far from me. I had everything in place. I just put everything, just click, click, click. I'm like, it's all so foreign to me.
Do you mean that I can not be stressed out?
Every interior designer have a tape in their
and then I told you, I was like, even that, like, I'm not going to use a tape measure, but even if I would, it's going to be the laser that I just point and it tells me the width of the wall. Like, I'm super.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. You're another level, man. It's glad that you know. After meeting me, now you know.
Yeah,
that.
Now I know, because I was level, like, girl. I thought everybody did.
You're a different wavelength than everybody else.
Oh my gosh. No, it definitely helps.
It's very hard to systemize like
creativity.
Yeah. And you managed to do it. Kudos, girl.
Thank you. It took me a while to get here though. Cause like when you jump in, you're just like, I'm creative. You can't put me in a box. You can't but like you need to create some type of structure. Otherwise, it's gonna be hard to bring people in on your creativity, bring external things like budget, contractors, timeline. Like it's gonna be hard because it's like it's all in my head, you know. So those systems just makes people like, oh, I can learn your dance, and they just join in with the choreography, and everything is seamless.
Also, you can scale more. You can bring in another designer to the team, and it'll just work.
Yeah.
And so, all the designer have to worry about is just her creativity, because everything else is all taken care of.
Exactly.
Yeah, girl, I want to be you when I grow up. That's for sure.
No, like ever since I've been working on this course and stuff, like putting out my process on paper, it's like, wow, I didn't really know all of this was going on, Cause like I'm building it, but like once it's built, I'm on. Like it's just in here.
Next one, yeah.
Cause it's only me that needs to know how these systems work. Cause it's I'm translating my creativity into the systems, but I want to help other designers translate their own unique process. Cause what we learn is like, oh, do it this way, use this, use that. But like everybody creates different. That's why. Designers, there can be a million designers and they're all still getting clients because they're all, you know, how they're reimagining the space is different and their process is different. So being able to build your own system around your process, it makes it like you're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like, I feel like, you know, like I have
And also, like, another thing I can say is I love those, like, documents you give, because I always go there and look and see.
You're the only one who has the documents.
And you're a designer, so you even have all the, you even make it even look nice. The only thing I can suggest is, on my podcast, the lady that said, the author, she's like YouTube, but she's
the more systems for everybody, yeah.
Yeah, she says to use, is it called, I think it's called Loom?
Oh, to record.
To record yourself. And next time you're doing it, I would like to see you actually in action.
Yeah, so in the course I have that, so like like each step, but like I kind of remember I told you I paused it because I didn't know like what to do with this course actually.
Yeah, like what
questions to answer, right?
Yeah, but like I don't know, now I'm starting to gain some more clarity because I'm stepping outside of my head and like, okay, this is what it looks like to someone else. Like this is what, because all these questions you just had and dilemmas, like to me, it's like
nothing. I know,
never like, came to mind. I'm not trying to impress these guests. Like it's so different how I see it.
Yeah, you probably never
think like me that you're probably like, why is she caring about the world?
I mean,
why is
she I can't understand it though, because like again, remember I said I don't want to.
Me, if you didn't hear me out, you wouldn't.
No, yeah.
That's a thing.
What you were worried about is why I don't want to not do residential, because I want to just focus on like the good looks and what I can do to make you feel like, wow, look at this
candy shop. You know?
Like I want to do that, but in short-term rental, I have to focus on profit.
But you also derive joy from like making people money too.
I do, because you were.
Do you want a nice space or do you want to make money?
I think both, honestly, both, really, because even in residential design, yes, initially it's just for them to have a nice space, but when you have a nice space, you wake up and go to work and you feel like you're all that. You'll make more money. If you have a well-designed home office, you'll be in there working and be like, yeah, like this is
when I moved into the office.
Yeah, you said
when I moved into the office, I was in a small room. When I moved into the office, everything changed. I had more space. I could stare into outside. Like everything just changed.
There's windows,
I look forward to
coming to work. Exactly.
My laptop more.
Yeah.
I was downstairs in an actual office than when I was in a tight corner. Like you're so right. And I kind of understand why you like decked out your office too, because it helps you motivated to come to work. And, like, work.
Initially, like in the very, very beginning when I was working, I'm like, oh, I'm working for myself. You know, like I don't need an office. Like I just be on my sofa or in bed or wherever I want to be on this computer like this.
Designated place.
Yeah. And you're like, you're working, but because you don't have a designated place, you can't really switch on. Supercharge my productivity and just chill. Like you're just living. Yeah. But then when you create a space for you to go in and work, like you wake up, like I'm going to the office today. Even if it's downstairs, down the hall, like you still know once I step in here, this place has been designed for me to work and like do my best work. And then when I leave out of here, I could do whatever I want, you know? Mm-hmm. So just creating those zones subconsciously,
me a year to do this. I should have done this a lot. I probably would have made some money if I had done it a lot.
Because now you're here and you're like, yeah, I'm working.
Literally, I'm here till like midnight and I'm diving deep work. I've never done that upstairs. Focus, for like hours. I've never done that upstairs in that tiny. It didn't feel like it was my space. It just felt like I was, you know, cramped somewhere.
Yeah, like the work is here. But now you're in a room, so the work is it's tangible.
Like, set up, I have everything. Like, I don't know why.
See, it's designed around how you needed it for you to work. That function, that added functionality. Yes. Instead of just space, you got functionality, intention, and then a zone. So it does. I know exactly how you feel, Kyra. Oh, remember the first day I created like a space to work, and I was like, wow. This is not just a laptop anymore. Like,
it's a whole
thing.
Like your logo somewhere at the door.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Like, I have it right now. Like, I have it on the wall.
I need to up my game and have something like that. I'll do that once I'm done with the Airbnb.
You know, like just having stuff, like having the room. Like, I love working in here. I love being in here. Like,
yeah.
It changes. Like, it doesn't.
You're not sharing with anybody. I have to share with my husband.
But even then, there's a way you could design it. But I'm sure you're not really thinking about that right now. But when you do get to it, like, there's a way you can incorporate yourself and then your husband's self into it, so that just like you do in your regular home, right?
Yeah.
It feels like both of your home. Whenever you're designing, you're not gonna just do all your favorite stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a way to do it in the office. There's always a way. That's my thing. There's always a way. No matter what.
So I need my couch. I need to like deck this place up.
That's yeah. See, now you feel like suddenly you have so many things that you realize you need in there. That's for you. How you want to use it. It's exciting. You are at an exciting point right now. You're in the office space. So now there's certain ideas that you're gonna give birth to now in this space, because this space is like calling for you to do that.
I'm not looking for stuff. They're like,
yeah, like it's all here.
People are just like writing down and stuff. I remember one time I had a thought in the kitchen and I just ran to the office and wrote it down. I could have never done that in the other
place. Yeah, because you know, like, it was like, where are you running to? You were probably like, let me just write it on this space.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna have, for 2024, I'm gonna like have a calendar. Plan out my 2412 close out projects. That's another thing I need to talk to you about. I need to close out some projects.
Yeah, don't worry, we're gonna get your systems all up and running.
Or sunshine, I'm closing them out. I don't care. Like, I'm not carrying this to 2024. I rebuke it.
You may have to, because you know we have the Airbnb that needs to be done.
You're giving me plans. That one will be up and running. Don't worry.
That one's gonna be up and running.
That one, I already know. Like, I already have major stuff, like the couch.
Okay. Oh yeah, I thought they were getting delivered.
Yeah, I already have the major stuff. It's just I was beating my head about perfection and
everything.
Stuff, so that, yeah.
But I mean, so it's still gonna be perfect. Don't get me wrong. Like, don't feel like I'm telling you shabby it up. But I also don't think it's possible for you to do that. Like.
I was gonna leave the bedroom walls bare.
But that's what you're saying now. But when you're done, you steam the sheets and all of that, it would have hurt you and you would have figured out something. So
I would have like, do I care? I gotta put something
there. So like, I'm not worried about that, but I am glad that you feel better.
I told you that. I didn't expect this conversation to go that way. I thought we were going to be like more about the tactical things about, okay, don't take this couch, don't use this couch. But this is more of a mindset shift that I needed to have. And then every other thing will solve for itself. Because I was just like, oh, do I need this sofa? Do I need this couch? Do I need this?
Hi.
Hey, look at my uncle. Hey, Uncle Samuel. Thank you for joining. We're already wrapping up, but... These are my backbones. These are people that are there for me.
I know you want to make them proud, but I think you will make them proud by having it up and running.
I know, right? That's more important.
As opposed to like decking it out and like, oh, it's not getting booked. Like that part is longer. This part right here seems like an eternity, but once you are done, what you spent this time doing is what you're going to keep reaping. So if you put in the right things at the right places, you're going to get booked. But if you didn't, then...
Thank you. Thank you. I can't do it without you guys, man. You guys are my rock. You're going to meet them when we do the lunch party.
Oh, yeah. See, like, there's so much to look forward to. But I am glad that you got like a mindset shift.
Yeah, I do.
And now I feel, I hope that gives you clarity on what you.
I already have a game plan to what to do. Like, okay, what I need to like stop stressing about and just focus on. Just get it ready by January 1st. That's the goal.
Yeah. Yeah, get all, like, make sure you have all the functional things, and then get on to, like, the decor, the decorative, prettying it up. So I think once you've planned it all out, then you can look at it like, okay, this will need, we can throw in some stickers. We can throw in some, we can throw in some shelves. Mm-hmm. You can even do, like you said, because the wood is so cheap, what I like to do over bed sometimes if I have, like, no budget at all, just do a nice shelf. One or two shelves, paint it, put the brackets, and then style it. And that looks good in pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, or mirrors, like a cheap, the cheap $5 mirror. You've done like a wall of mirrors before with that. Yeah. So, like so many things.
That's my easy way to like get away with
it up. Yeah. Like there's so many things that you can do that don't cost money, but focusing on what you need to have in there to attract them is most important. Your bookings.
So dressers, that's the specific, dressers are kind of important.
Kind of important for the people like families and the gym people, because the corporate people, we're assuming they have suits or, you know, they're not here for long so they can hang it up. But everybody else for sure needs those dressers. And if you're going to get the felt ones, you might as well get it for corporate as well. So that everybody has it. Because I think the most I've seen, the most expensive of those style was $80. So even six of those, you know, it's not going to be as much as six dresses at all. And then nightstands, if for the family.
Those are very important, right?
But for the family and gym people, if they're not going to be here for a long time, don't worry about getting them anything with drawers. Just do end tables.
You know, I really like the way end tables look, you know?
I mean, there's different types of them. Like, you could do a pedestal end table, or you can do the ones with shelves.
Sir, I have one. I mean, they don't even use it.
Yeah, like, they don't use it because they're not there for a long time. So, like, if you were to put a dresser in any room, maybe it would be the corporate in case someone had a travel contract or something.
Yeah.
But nobody uses dressers.
Dressers. Erica, you, when I call you mentor, you're always like, who, which mentor?
This is what are you talking about?
You're doing, you're being a coach. You just coached me, like, right now. I hope this is recorded because this could be used in your course.
I did record it, so I won't share it. But, like, I keep going back and forth with this course. I am just going to push the launch date.
Don't do this to me, man.
I'm going to launch it when your Airbnb's launched. So, January 1st. Okay, that's our date.
We both have a deadline, and we will hold each other accountable.
Yeah, that's our date.
Seriously, because think about what, if I didn't have you, think about what I would have been going through. Just think about it.
This sounds stressful.
This is me talking to you for weeks, and I'm still stressed out. And you still have to come in to like bring me down, back down from my, you know. So even if you've spoken to me, you've told me this so many times, you've had courses, you've had it in your reels, you still need to like calm down, girl.
And be like, relax.
This is why, like, people, I know courses sounds, that's what I'm looking for.
I know, you know what I said, I don't like salesy. I hate that.
Think about people like
when you talk to me about like, the different ways I could do it, I did feel a lot better that way. Because I want to be impactful. So like this type of conversation, I love to have it. And so I'm incorporating it.
Bye.
Thank you for joining.
Yes. I think maybe you can do another, maybe if someone else that's watching the live is like interested in getting like some kind of like coaching from me. I know the word coaching probably makes you like,
I don't like that. Buddying, let's say buddying.
But like, maybe you can have someone else like join the live and then let them talk about that dilemma and then help them solve it like this in the live. I think we can, I don't know, you know, if anybody can join. And
I was actually going to send this to, so I've had a few designers reach out to me after the webinar because like people, you know, they were trying to really get into short-term rental. And like, I didn't know that they would have these same type of questions. And like, I know the difference between residential, but like, I just didn't really know like how the mindset is different. I got into interior design with short-term rentals.
Short-term,
yeah. So like changing my mind from like making money to looking good, that's an easier shift than like than looking good to making money. So like in my head, I'm like, y'all are just worried about making it look good. So do these things when you're making it look good. You know, that's what it seemed like.
Like someone switched from science to like
yeah, but business. There's so much like differences that like matter. So I say to say I'm gonna send this live to them because they may find value in it as well.
Sure.
And like that may make it easier because I never really thought about that, you know, changeover.
Special breed, man.
And a lot of people go from actually designing houses to Airbnb. Nobody.
I guess because I just didn't have the opportunity. Like, no one's gonna believe.
You liked interior design. I don't think you did know. You didn't know that you started Airbnb as an Airbnb. Oh,
yeah, but like I thought how I designed it was like a normal because I've always designed everything like that, like my clothes, my hair, event. Mm-hmm. Like it's just the design part is not anything I think about. You know, mm-hmm. it was the short term rental, so I wasn't realizing what differences I was making in design. In that field, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, the design part was not. I'm not thinking like, ooh, how do I make this look good? Like, I just kind of know. Like, this is what should go here.
It's just,
That's why when we were talking about like color and how I do it, it was so hard to explain it. Because remember, I told you I don't know how to like teach or talk about design. Like, I couldn't tell you.
Someone to design.
Yeah, like I couldn't tell you how this happens. It just
couldn't tell you why I chose that sofa.
Yeah, like it just like there's basic things that I'm thinking about, but how and why, like telling you what you could use to make those same decisions I made, impossible. Impossible. I can give you like a hint or two, but like I just really won't know. So I said to say maybe they will find value in this, and I'm really glad that
alternative, like you said, like okay, I'm not doing a slat wall anymore. I can always find shells, yeah, but always find sneakers. Like I can achieve this what I'm trying to achieve with something else because I changed my mind in what I need. Yeah,
this brings me to a quick story, and then I promise I'll be done talking, but I'm in this Facebook group for female short-term investors, and there was a host in there that just finished designing a super themed out pink short-term rental, but it only slept two people. So the theme was attractive to groups, parties, bachelorette parties, peer space, but for the amount of people that slept, you were only targeting couples, best friends, maybe mother, daughter, maybe sisters, you know, like it was such a small target market. So like I know in that case she was probably thinking about the look, like I want it to look really good, I want it to look Pinterest worthy, I want it to look, and she wasn't thinking about like the audience, how the profitability, the value, because now it looks really good but it's not valuable to the people who would appreciate it. Because like I don't know, like maybe me and my best friend, well, we could, but it's not that many people there just traveling with them and their best friend and them and their mom, them and their sister. So it's gonna be tough. She really has to like either redesign the whole thing or really focus her like social media marketing to target those people. So
have it for like content creation and
she said she had it on PeerSpace, but you know when you put something, it was in Palm Springs too. So like when you put a property on PeerSpace, you do it usually to as a side, you know, money to make.
Yeah, as a side.
Unless you really honed in on like getting the backdrops, getting the lighting for it to be a full-time thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So she's kind of like between now trying to figure out what to do. But I think if she wants to keep it, she could just target like, you know, using ads or joining groups with like girl groups. I'm like, hey, I have a spot, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So focusing on the design to make it look too good could steer you down the wrong path if you don't know what you need to keep.
Girl, you just saved me.
Yeah, I'm glad. Girl, so now you can feel relaxed.
Just come.
For real, because you were almost there, but now you're good. And so the next checkup, when I check in, you're gonna be like, "Oh, I've ordered it, and now I am getting ready to blah blah blah." And then we'll link up and we can probably do like a live there or something.
Work through, maybe, yeah. We can
do yeah.
Maybe like so, a live there and maybe like we'll sit down on the couch and then.
Yeah, or just whatever we want to do.
I'll do it to my Airbnb and like, come with your glasses. I'm like,
Okay, yeah, I'll come with my glasses and my clipboard.
Where is the coffee table? Where is it, you know?
Yeah, I'll do that, but
sorry.
No, you're fine. We're wrapping up it. But did you have anything else stressing you out? Yeah, you look super relaxed now. You lean it back. That's how I know you to lean in that seat. But when I called, you were straight. I was like, dang, she must really be stressed. But okay, we're good. That's good. I'm excited for you. Back to the drawing board.
I'm back to myself. We got this.
Good. That's good. Awesome. Well, I'll let you get to it and then I'll text you and check in and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Erin, for joining.
But yeah, it was great speaking to you, girlfriend. I will talk to you later. Bye.
You're gonna hang up, right? I don't know how to hang up.
Yeah.